Does anybody else have, excuse me, was there more to the story that I can't remember?
Well, only that the only punishment we got from Dean Laney, who is most proud of his military career, which had probably earned him a tin plate in his head. But we know that none of us knew that whether that was true or not. But he was a very stern dean, and but he knew we were all going into service within a few months, so he just campused us.
Mm-hmm. I might pick up on Dean Blaney.
This is Tom Hughes.
Tom Hughes. He came across, of course, as a formidable, very much old school disciplinarian, and I therefore was quite astonished, having seen him in his office several times before summer vacation in 1944. When I went to Washington, I was head of a national student organization, and I was on national radio hookup or something rather, and he heard the program, and I suddenly got a letter from him of a very different nature. It was a 2 or 3 page letter, very personal, warning me about Claire Booth Luce, who had been on the program and who is now the subject of a biography, more or less confirming everything that he was warning me about. Said that the toils of this woman are unimaginable. I mean, I'm warning you to stay out of her clutches. She represents ruthless capitalism. He came across as a radical Democrat, full of all kinds, and he drew little character sketches of what he thought I looked like now in Washington, hobnobbing with important people, and other little cartoon stick figures. It's quite a remarkable letter. I've still got it somewhere. At home, I had an experience with another dean, Hazel Lewis, in a quite different capacity. Larry Gould had many virtues, but one of them was not his admiration for debating. And for some reason, he thought that debating taught people to take both sides of the same issue, and that this was bred cynicism. And I said, but I thought you represented skepticism as the basis for a liberal education and so forth. And he said, well, he says, let's just downgrade it. He says, I'm not going to have the faculty run it anymore. You take it over. And so I became the student debate coach because he wanted to downsize the debate program and eventually get rid of it. But we still had a year or two left to run the program, and there were these debate trips that we'd go on. And we were insisting, of course, on the importance of women going on debate trips. So before each debate trip, I had to check out with Hazel Lewis. And there were these long discussions of what went out of the debate trips, and how many women would produce the catalytic majority necessary for the transport that was being provided, and what kind of chaperoning we could manage to, and what promises were made and accepted. I can't imagine, but in any case, it was a regular routine, and I thought she was the formidable dean rather than Blaney by the time I got through with my experience with deans.
She was perceived as a bit of a formidable dean, I think. Excuse me.
Let me give another side to Dean Blaney.
Ginny
Hale. I had him for German. I didn't know him as a dean, but as a German teacher, he was a kindly man. Can you imagine him? He had an extra conversation session during which anybody who wanted to perfect his or her German would come in and sit informally with Dean Blaney at a table. If you can imagine being informal with Dean Blaney, it was pretty hard. But he would spend an hour and a half every week, I think, trying to get us to converse fluently in German. And that was just because he wanted to make us not more intelligent than we were, but more proficient in German.
His secretary had, was Tom. He was, had a box of ties. The men
right.
had to wear ties.
Abby Merritt.
In his presence, and Abby would
Merritt.
Give you a tie to put on before you went in to see the dean. Mm-hmm.
And this formality was an old school sense of the propriety of things, mm-hmm. I take it, given
yes.
the differences that we're seeing in his personality. That is that was that your perception maybe not at the time, but now.
Well, I remember how astonished we were when he married Frau Ida Walski.
Who was also my German teacher, and not one to inspire romantic lust in anyone.
And she was, so she was a colleague of his in the department here. Mm-hmm. Pauline. This is Pauline Utzinger, who isn't on the program.
I also remember if you were late to class in the German class. And, of course, we were taught grammar, really not conversation, so I think we had a really losing battle there. We had to sing Die Lorelei, all verses, before you could. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and Alt Heidelberg, Du Feine. Mm-hmm. He went to Heidelberg, so we learned Alt Heidelberg.
But he was formidable. Old school, though. You know, faculty weren't as informal as they are today.
And one of his rewards was, he said, I'll bet you a double chocolate malted that you can't do this, or if you do this, I will give you. And he would. If somebody did the job right, he would take them out and treat them to a double chocolate malted. That was his the highest reward he could think of.
Did he address you with your full names, Miss or Mr.?
Very likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the letter he wrote to me was called My Dear Tam. It was a really
So that just shows again the differences in his approach. Any other Dean Lewis stories from the women?
I worked with her for two years, actually, because I was back as resident head of Margaret Evans. That was an experience, too. But she wasn't that bad as you were in a different relationship with her. But I think she was just a very prim, proper person. Mm-hmm. She really was quite kind underneath. But you see, I think you don't see this as a student. Mm-hmm.
Tell a little bit about your experience working with her, Pauline.
Well, I was counseling women students. That was my area, was counseling. And I came back on campus. I wasn't so much older than the seniors.
Right.
which was very nice, except I remember that, well, it isn't with Dean Lewis, but I remember because we had formal sit-down meals, at noon people could leave, you know, if they needed to, but at night you had to wait till the resident head left. Mm-hmm. So some of them would sit with me and say, eat faster, please. But that was a very nice experience, actually. The best thing about it, though, was I could go down in the kitchen anytime and freeze the freezer.